Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, so we are back with part two of this wonderful conversation I am having with Jessica Hudson, CEO of Wealthy Employees. So tune in because your question that was asked on part two that you really want to know the answer to right now is about to be answered. Enjoy. But yeah, I just want you to kind of discuss what it is that the people can do to prepare financially for uncertain seasons.
Yes. So the first thing that I want to mention on that is, like we said just recently, making sure that that you are investing in yourself with the knowledge, because you need to be aware of what it is that is available to you. So I know a lot of people are like interested in real estate. I know some people want to get into real estate and everything like that, but you want to go a little bit deeper. You want to make sure that you're taking those steps to really gain that financial literacy or gain that knowledge that you need to make wise decisions, right? The other thing, like you mentioned, Crystal, is really trying to get another stream of income. So, of course, before you make an investment, you want to make sure, again, you understand the investments that you're making. You're not just out here just investing in whatever and then just hoping that something happens, right? We want to make sure that we understand what we're investing in. So you do want to, you know, if you do want to go into real estate, real estate has so many avenues to enter. How can I enter into real estate with what I have right now? Is there something that I can do? Can I do crowdfunding, like Fundrise? Do I want to invest in REITs in the stock market, the real estate investment trust? Do I want to invest in, do I want to go and buy a second property? Can I do that? Can I take the equity out of my home and go invest in another property? To create a income from that property. There is so many things that you can do with real estate, but you want to, again, make sure that you understand what you want to invest in and how you want to invest in it so that you can maximize that investment and make sure that you get the most out of your money. So the biggest return on your investment. So yes, definitely create another stream of income, even if that is maybe, I mean, I feel like owning a rental property is kind of like a business. I mean, we have a rental property. And we're looking to actually do another one. So, you know, I feel like that is a business, but even if it's something that you just do on the side. So for example, if you sell stationary items or you make, you know, t-shirts or whatever the case is, I don't know, anything that you could just do on your own time, that's something that you can look into as well. Overtime is a way to kind of create a little bit more income. You could also do have a part-time position if you wanted to do that, something very chill, relaxed. Of course, again, as a wealthy employee, we want to make sure we're maintaining our mental and not overextending ourselves. But then we want to look at our financial situation. Right?
I say that's super important, right? Making sure that you're mentally okay too with taking on all these responsibilities. And then, and just real quick, Jessica, but when you do take on more responsibilities, it doesn't have to be forever and always. It can literally be just for a season, right? And so it's for a season, especially when you have a strategy or a plan to back it up, right? So you say you want to do it for like, I just want to do this for a few months, save up some money. And then this money that I'm saving up will help contribute to meeting this financial goal over here, or meeting this goal that I have for myself, whether it's in your career, it could be in your finances, your health, your just family in general. So those are just certain things. It doesn't have to be forever and always, just for
right. It doesn't have to be forever and always. That's 100%. And making it easier for yourself too was going to be my next thing. Because I think a lot of people think that, oh, well, then that means I got to manage this. I got to manage that. I got to like automate as much as you possibly can. Okay. So if you can put your bills on auto pay, automate those. Savings 100% automate. Okay. Even if it's $10 a week or whatever the case is. Automate so that it's so much easier for you to manage.
You gotta say it for the people in the room. Automate. That is the Lord really convicted me on that. And I want to say about more than a year ago now, my husband and I, we was just like, we need to really tighten up and build our savings, right? I said, you know, we just got to put this thing on automate. Just let's do it, because I see it here. We just need to be disciplined to move it. And I was like, I am not that disciplined to move it. So guess what? I'm going to use my technology and to have it do it for me. So if you know for a fact, y'all not that disciplined to do it on your own, go ahead and automate that thing. And it has proven to be so beneficial. Yeah. You look at the end of the year, you'll look at your account and be like, ooh, that was good. That was a good move.
Right. Because you're not thinking about it. And like you said, it can really add up, especially if you're investing in the right account. So if you have a high yield savings account, even if you're doing it for your investment portfolios, the only thing that I would say, if you're going to invest in like an IRA or, you know, like a brokerage account, make sure that the contributions are going into investments, right? So you can't just have it going into, you know, your IRA and then not actually putting it into an ETF, an exchange traded fund, or, you know, actually putting it into a stock that you have so that it can actually grow. But yeah, I mean, just automating it makes it a lot easier for you. Cause even if you say, okay, I'm going to put the $10 a week or whatever the case is, which is $40, it's only $40 a month, y'all. That may just be the breakfast that you go and get, your coffee or whatever the case is, just for one day out the week, right? So even if it's just the $40 or whatever a month, that is going to grow and compound in such a way where you're going to end up with more than what you put in there. And then even if you're doing it for an investment account, like I was saying, you can also check on that just at every month. So let's just say you do have a $10 going in every week into IRA or something like that. At the end of the month, you can say, okay, now I'm going to go in, I'm going to see what I want to invest in with this $40. So it's not like you have to go in constantly check all the time. You can go in, and I don't recommend you constantly check all the time either, because you'll drive yourself crazy. Okay. Yeah. Right. Listen, a certain times with this stock market, you're going to be looking at it crazy. So I don't recommend it anyway. But yes, you can definitely automate. Some people go to ChatGPT all the time. And, you know, God gave me this word the other day, and I was like, God, who is this word for? Because I don't use ChatGPT like that. It's very rarely. And he told me to remind his children that he needs to be relied on first. Some of us are really going to ChatGPT for everything, but God is the only one who can show you things that are unsearchable. ChatGPT can only show you things that have already been searched. Okay, yes.
Pause. It take a praise break. She said ChatGPT. Now, ChatGPT, y'all know it. I hope that you do know what it is, but it's an open artificial intelligence resource, okay? For those of you that may not know, it's an open artificial intelligence resource that people go to. They ask certain questions like, oh, you can ask questions like, oh, what are the best stocks to invest in today? Okay, they pop up. And it's just super easy. But she said the revelation that God gave her was that He's unsearchable. Say it again, Jessica. I don't want to butcher it. I want you to say it for the people again, because I was just like, I don't think they heard you.
Girl, he said that only he can show you unsearchable things. ChatGPT can only show you things that have been searched already. So for the verse that God is referring to, for his word that he is referring to, he's referring to Jeremiah 33:3. And I think it's in different versions that say unsearchable. Let me just make sure I tell y'all the right version. Because when he gave me that, I was like, Father, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
Y'all, I'm typing this thing down so quick because...
Yes.
That's a whole word. And I know, because I know for a fact it's people out here that just rely heavily on ChatGPT to give them all the answers, whether it's for financial things, whether it's for business things, whether it's for, you know, I'm trying to plan a trip or whatever. But only God can show you unsearchable things. And I know, like, the scripture that you're referencing too. And so I'm just like, yeah, y'all. That was good. That's all I'm gonna say. That was good. And I want to honestly, like, if you want to say anything else around that, Jessica, feel free to do so. But if not, we're gonna move on.
What I wanted to say is that the New King James Version is mm-hmm. where it says that in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will show you and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. So for all of those who do rely heavily on AI, yeah, you need to go to God first. Okay. Seek him first. Seek him first. And then the only other thing that I would say as far as for in the uncertain times is making sure that you have sufficient insurance. Insurance is important. We want to make sure, I know that a lot of people don't like insurance, but it's important because mm-hmm. you don't want nothing to happen and your people are not covered, right? So God forbid something does happen in these uncertain times, even if it's just disability insurance. It doesn't necessarily have to be life, you know, but disability insurance, you get hurt on the job. You want to make sure that you have that insurance available to you and that you have enough as well. Sufficient insurance. Okay. Sufficient, not just the bare minimum because it's the cheapest, but sufficient enough in case something does happen for you and your family.
Thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom on that. That was so good. I hope y'all are taking notes because this is really good. And so my last thing that I really wanted to cover with you, and we've been covering this the whole entire time we've been talking, but when was it that you was just like, I know I got to incorporate my faith in helping building my wealth, because, and I'm talking like financially right now, like I got to rely on God to help me build the wealth that I envision for my family, for envision for my children, to envision for years to come. But I really got to rely on God to show me the way. When was that?
Let me see. When I think that it really came when I realized it, I would probably say that was more so recently, within like the last maybe a couple of years, because even though I had faith clearly to get up and move from a comfortable place to go over
and move away from my family and all of that good stuff to move in with my boyfriend and do all of those things. You know, you really don't actually, I didn't really realize it until I reflected in that quiet time, in that restful place that we were talking about at the beginning. So until I really sat down with God and really reflected on my life a couple of years ago, that is when I actually realized I need God for everything. It's really when I got into his word and I again surrendered actionably. This was in January 1st, 2023. I have that testimony up on my YouTube, y'all. I know that Crystal's going to ask me where to share all my information on how y'all can find me, but on my personal YouTube, Mrs.Jessica Hudson, it was a testimony that said that I believe I said God opened my eyes or something like that. I can't remember what it's called. I'm sorry, y'all. But I was headed down and living life the way that I wanted to live life, right? Even though God told me to take the first step, I took the first step back in the years. And then, you know, we started living life. Things were still going well. We were able to, you know, purchase property and all of these things. We had other businesses and stuff. But I was living life. It was like I used my faith and God's provision and his grace that he was carrying us through just as like a step stool, but not really a like my path. So it was like I just used it as a step stool to get to where I wanted to go, even though he had so much more for me, and not really surrendering to what he wanted me to do. And so January 1st, 2023, God sat me down, literally, and was like, you need to pick and choose, okay? Because you're trying to be in between both, and this not going to work. You have to either pick that you're going to be with me or you're going to be with the world. And we know that God's children are not of the world, okay?
Listen. We are not of this world. We can't be double-minded either. People listening can definitely relate to that too. Like, it's like, God, I know, but look, the streets calling my name and the streets. And this is real quick, right? I heard this joke where it's like, for my bougie folks, right? It's like, do y'all say the boulevard is calling my name rather than the streets? I was like, that, you know what? Okay. Anyway, but really, if you feel as though you gotta be quote unquote outside, or you gotta act like the world because you don't think that your God is going to be accepted, then you need to really sit down in the corner, go somewhere, talk to God and be like, what's this about? Like, what is it that is not clicking? Because I want to be with you, but it's a hold on me to go out on the street. And I want to challenge whoever's listening to this and feels like that, I understand it, but I want to pray with you and the desire to go out there, I pray that the desire goes away. That desire goes away. And it's going to have to go away by you taking the steps to maybe, oh, I can't really text this person because I know all they're talking about is X, Y, and Z. Or I can't really be in this group because I know all they're going to want to do is do that. And if you know that that is your quote-unquote weakness, you got to step all the way back if you want to be truly delivered and truly have the desire removed from you altogether. And I'm not just talking, I'm talking from experience, okay?
Listen, okay? Because, listen. Like I said, we all have our own plan, but God's plan is so much greater. And the quicker that you understand that, the quicker that you are. And not even that you understand, because some people understand that. We all know that God can do anything. But are we really acting on that? Like, are we really acting and believing that he can do it for us? Because that's another thing. Like, we have to make sure, okay, Father, I know that you can do this, but I don't know if you can do that for me. I know you can do it for somebody else. I seen you do it for somebody else, but I don't really know if you could do it for me. And we have to remember that God is good all the time, regardless. Like, he's not going to be like, oh, I'm going to do it for, you know, I'm going to do it for you, but I'm really not going to take care of, I'm going to take care of them, but I'm not going to take care of you. No, he's going to take care of you. Okay. He's going to take care of you, but you have to want him. God wants to be in a relationship with you. He don't want you to just come to him and be like, oh God, okay, so today I just need this. So if you could just make that happen, cool. Like, no. Like, God wants you to sit and talk with him. And that's why I said, I think that the time that I actually realized that I really needed God for our wealth building journey was really when I sat down and I had to decide, am I going to continue to try to do this on my own? Because clearly that ain't working. Or am I going to sit up here and I'm going to fully surrender to God? Meaning, I want to know, God, what is it that you want me to do? Who is it that you want me to stop talking to? What is it that you want me to say over my life? And you have to intentionally, again, just going back to even when we were talking about intentionally seeking the knowledge, God has all of the knowledge. He has all of the wisdom. So we need to ask him for that. Like he says, I believe it's in James 1:5, like he wants you to come to him to seek him for everything. For everything, even talking about finances, like everything. And it's just so important for you to understand and to really believe that he can give you everything. The desires that I had back then, I don't care about. One other thing, I don't care about it because it's not important. What he showed me, I forgot the verse, but all of this is going to pass away, right? All of it's going to pass away. The earth is going to pass away. So your car is not going to be no longer. Your house is not going to be no longer. None of that stuff you worry about, your clothes, none of them people, some of them people ain't even going to heaven, okay? So let's just be real about it. So you up here trying to go broke for the people that's not even going to make it to heaven. So I'm going to need you to focus on who you want to spend eternity with and really decide, like, does this really matter? Because if it's going to pass away, does it really matter? It's a tool. Like, if God wants you to use it, yes, it's a tool. Money is a tool. If he needs you to bless somebody else with it, that's fine. If he needs you to build up with, you know, build up your business or whatever the case with it, that's fine. But we need to seek God on how to use the tools of the earth for his kingdom, not ours, for his. But you don't know what that is unless you go and seek him. You don't know what that is unless you go talk to him. You don't know how he's trying to move in your life unless you sit and reflect on how good he's already been and how he's already taken you out of the places that you ain't even had no business being in. So, like Crystal said, unsubscribe from some of those things. Like, I really and truly don't even, I know, you know, I've heard about all these government shutdowns and all these things like that, but some of y'all are subscribing to these, like listening, you know, on your news feed, you liking it and having your algorithm show you all of these things. And God is like, why are you subscribing to that when that's not even your portion? Like, I got you. You about to get a whole nother raise. You about to get a whole nother promotion, but you over here worried about you getting fired. And it's like, again, because you're focusing on the wrong things. You're taking your attention away from who really matters, which is God, and who knows, again, the end. He is the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. He can make the way out of no way, but you have to seek him in order to find him. You have to seek him in order to know what exactly he needs you to do in this season. So this season is making sure that, you know, I'm prepared to leave my job or whatever the case is, then you need to maybe go talk to career coaches. I mean, career chasers, right? Go talk to Crystal at Career Chasers. See how you can improve your communication skills for your interviewing. See how you can improve your resume. If it is that, you know, Father, I need to really just understand how it is
to building my emergency fund, or I need to look at an account or whatever the case is, go ahead and go do that. Go seek, you know, what emergency services, emergency funds are out there, what high yield savings are out there. Maybe you need to go seek a realtor to go find another house. I don't know, but you need to go talk to God first. Okay. And he will connect you to anyone or any thing that you need to be connected to. So in the time of uncertainty, seek the certain, and the only certain is God. That's the Holy Spirit, girl. In the time of uncertainty, speak, be certain, which is God.
If you need to be typing, it's because I'm in the truth.
Crystal is over here, y'all. She is praising. Y'all can't see her, but she is praising. Oh my goodness.
This is a run. This is a cute run. Whoop. And I be calling, I be joking with my husband. I said, the people that be running that church, they on the church track team. They on the Lord. Okay, because hello, they be running. They even know they can run that fast, but they be running. But yes, oh my goodness, thank you so much, Jessica, for giving us words of wisdom in this in this uncertain season when it comes to our finances. She dropped the mic on us and said, in the time of uncertainty, seek the certain, and be clear, the certain is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Alpha and Omega, the one who knows the beginning and the ending of our story. Like, that is who we're talking about, the certain, because he certainly can do it for us. If he did it before, he could do it again, even better. And I want to go back to one point you talked about, how, you know, you see people, you know, getting their blessings, and you know, you're like, wow, I don't believe the Lord can do that for me. I used to be like that too. And so one, but it says this in the Bible, forgive me for not knowing where in the Bible, but it says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. So I want to help you all and help pray for you all and share that with you during those times. You just like, God, I believe in you. I believe what you can do for me. But in the back of, there's doubt in the back of my mind that I need help with. I need help with that. So, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help it. Mm-hmm. And that's true. God is the only one that can help our unbelief. Mm-hmm. Nobody can do that. Nobody else can do that.
That's Mark 9:24, everybody.
Thank you, Jessica. Mm-hmm. Mark 9:24. Mark chapter 9, verse 24. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lord, I believe will help my unbelief. Whew, yes. Mm-hmm. This has been super, super fun to have this conversation with you. You dropped so many words of wisdom in this season. Look, in this uncertain season, but we seeking the certain. Yes. So thank you so much for your time, Jessica. Definitely have to come back to the Peculiar Palace again to just bless the people one more time or a couple of more times. But yes, any parting words that you have for us?
I don't even know. Y'all just see God. That's it. See God, who it is that you need to be connected to in this season. And you will be surprised at the divine connections and the doors that will open for you, and just fully surrendering at all times.
Yes.
And Hebrews 13:8 is where it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
And on that note, amen. That was a benediction. Amen and amen. All right, you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day, and I will chat with you all soon.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.